All right, we're back. Second hour, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Before I go back to my guests, I want to remind everybody that we are still on a pledge drive. You want to either pick up the phone, dial 800-724-2719, talk to Julie or Sandra, make your donations, or you can send in your donations to 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or simply go online to republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, make a donation. If you haven't already, make one. It makes you feel a lot better. And if you have already and got some extra money, send it in. It goes to a good place. So without further ado, let's go back to Charlotte. Okay, Charlotte, we were on the subject of
homeschooling.
Homeschooling, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, occasionally I lose documents and newspaper clippings and all. I guess we all do. I try not to do it too often, but this was an article in the Wall Street Journal, and the most important part of it was it just said that the Ivy League colleges, for what they're worth, the first applications that they look at, before they even look at Andover, Exeter, or Smith, or Wellesley, or whatever, or, you know, I'm talking about prep schools, Andover, Exeter, or the good prep schools, are from homeschoolers.
Interesting.
Yes. Now, I mean, really, and then when people say, oh, you know, homeschooling, you know, the parents aren't capable of doing that, and the poor children, you know, they don't get to socialize. I ask myself, have you recently been in a public school where you have seen a modicum of social behavior, good social behavior? What is your definition of socializing? Having your child beat up or use foul language with or allowed to get away with? I mean, come on, wait a minute. What is socialization? I personally think it's better to have your children at home and the parents can decide how they're going to socialize. Maybe they could go to the museum in Boston and learn about Egyptian relics and all this and that and socialize with some of the people in the cafeteria. Maybe they would be better off.
Well, you know, when they put them in the public school system, they try to get them on Ritalin anyway, and they don't allow them to participate in any sports at recess anymore, for crying out loud.
No, it's become a real jail. It's a jail for the children, and I saw this happening years, really. I think the last year my youngest child is 38. I think around 1986, they were beginning to create this jail atmosphere. And it's been getting worse and worse and worse. And now the gates are locked and they have to have a computerized card to get in. And they have buttons that the children push in order to get out. This is the latest thing. It's like a combination. So they can get into school. Again, that, you know what that is? That's really stimulus response. Because once the children get used to having that very successful feeling of getting into school, they're going to love school. School is going to become very, very important to them. People better bone up on operant conditioning and how it works. I'll give you just a little example of how they're doing it in our community. And then you're going to understand if you don't know what Pavlov is all about. We have the community-oriented policing system, and most of you do, and it is the most horrendous program that a lot of good police are considered horrendous, too, but it's spreading all over because this is the snitch system, right?
Right, yes.
Anyway, I know most people can't believe this when I tell them. In Bath, Maine, where I live, used to live, the police give medals to citizens who do good deeds. And they have a data bank that they keep in the state capitol in Augusta, the Justice Department or whatever we call it up there, of the people who do good deeds. And don't you think, Michael, that they might have a data bank of the people who write letters in opposition to that particular program like Charlotte Iserbeet?
Well, you'd like to think so, but
I think they do have a data bank with me and others who do not approve of this horrible dog training, stimulus response, rewards, punishment, and this is in our town. We also have, I wonder if other towns have this too, we also have the elected officials, some of them are going out and helping the police catch speeders.
All right, we've got to hold that thought, okay? Going to a break, then we take some calls when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas with Charlotte Iserbeet as my guest. Stick with us, we'll be right back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. Long segment this time. Got some time to talk here. My special guest, Charlotte Iserby. Charlotte, we've got a caller on the line. I haven't opened up the lines yet, but you want to take one real quick?
Certainly.
All right, let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael and Charlotte. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the opening. My question for Charlotte, and by the way, good afternoon, Mr. Herzog.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. My first of two questions is, has Charlotte ever collaborated with B.K. Ekman? And if not, has she ever thought about maybe possibly doing something like that in her endeavors?
I don't know. Charlotte?
Well, I know Beverly, and I've known her for a long time. And I respect her, but I have not collaborated with her. I had a wonderful editor and publisher of my book, and you know, it's something that I just don't.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's just a question.
No, I don't want to go into a lot of detail on that. You know,
okay.
I
perfectly
prefer...
all right.
Pardon?
That's perfectly all right. I understand.
But I have respect for Beverly's work.
All right. And my second question, pretty much, is because I only caught probably about the last 20 minutes of your dialogue, so to say. Could you possibly go back and re-explain, if you haven't already done that, the Frankfurt School, the Tavistock Institute, and the Aliensky Method, and the evolution via Mr. Rollins Reese and his nefarious operations? Because I think that's a perfect segment.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
we still online? Okay. Looks like we just got hit with something, folks. I guess we're still on the air. We lost the guest. We lost the caller. We've lost everything. The room itself is totally dark. I'm in the dark. I'm scared, ready to crawl under the bed. No, I'm just kidding you. I guess what we'll have to do here is, Marcus, if you would, please call Charlotte, get her back on the line here. It was a major lightning and thunder blast. It was really devastating. I don't know whether you folks heard it on the air or not, but shortly thereafter, the thunder blast, everything just went dark. What's that? Oh, yeah, okay, excuse me a second, folks. I have to give the engineer Charlotte's number again, get her online. And again, Don, if you're listening, you may want to call back in if you like and have Charlotte finish the question. Again, we apologize for that, but unfortunately it's an act of God, weather-related, and there's not much we can do about it. So at any rate, we'll have Charlotte back up here in just a couple minutes. If she's not still hanging on the line waiting for Don to ask the balance of his last question. We're on the air talking with Charlotte Iserby about the dumbing down of America and all certain aspects that are going along with that as far as the agenda, the bigger agenda, if you will, and a lot of fascinating things. While we're waiting on her to come back, I'm going to give you her website. She's got two of them. One of them is it's called deliberatedumbingdown.com. And that's deliberatedumbingdown.com. And also we've got another one is americandeception.com. Both of those are Charlotte's website. I've been in and perused around with them, and there's a number of fascinating articles in there, a lot of research that she's done. Those of you who know, she has written a book called The Dumbing Down of America. And have we got her back?
Yeah, here I am. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. There was a major lightning and thunder blast, and everything just went dark. And I thought we lost radio contact as well.
Well, it's great. I'm here. I'm still here. And your reader, your listener, actually called in regard to the Frankfurt School.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not my, you know, my expertise is limited there. I know what it is. And I think it's terribly important, and people have done great research on it.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was saying, my focus has always been on the Leipzig connection. And I think it's terribly important that people start looking at that, because the Frankfurt School did not deal with the method. And my feeling is that the method is the most important thing. I mean, and we were talking about the COPS program. That's a very good example of how you can, by rewarding people, by the government rewarding people, you're going to end up, or the schools with candy and et cetera, for the right answer, huh? You're going to end up with a population of people who will never, ever stand up for anything unless they're going to get a reward.
Mm-hmm.
It's very serious business. And although the Frankfurt School is terribly important, and nobody thinks it's more important in a way than I, because of the tremendous destruction of the family, through these wretched people involved, Gramsci, and you've got the communitarian agenda coming through, which is clearly Frankfurt School. I still stick, because I've always been a big focus on education, with the Leipzig connection. And if people could go, interesting enough, on this particular subject, do go to my website, deliberatedumbingdown.com, and my article is called Revolution in Education, Soviet Style. And it came out in April of 2005. It was also at News Reviews. And I personally consider it one of the best I've written, because half of it I didn't write. Half of it came from an Australian educator who backed me up on saying that the international system of education is exactly what I have been saying all along. Skinnerian, outcomes-based, performance-based, and he, it's amazing that this guy, I don't even know who he is, this educator, said exactly what I've been trying to say for 25 years and having a very hard time getting an audience. And I hope people will go there, because it's proof. When you get it from a totally independent educator in Australia who knows what's going on with their system, And he says it's identical to ours and the UN system, and it is Skinner, and it is basically dedicated to training children for specific slots in the quota system, the workforce. Certain number of doctors, lawyers, no upward mobility anymore, and brainwashing for particular values. So that article is dynamite, and I think the Australian is the reason why it is dynamite, not so much myself.
Okay. Don, are you on the line? Is Don's gone?
Yes.
Oh, Don, yeah. I'm sorry. Did she do okay at answering your question? Did you have any?
I appreciate what she's doing. I mean, she's Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Go ahead.
All right. She's part of what needs to be happening right now, and that's disseminating and creating this knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But what I was trying to get to was a very... Hang on for a second. We've got lawnmowers in a race down the highway here. It happens in Burns, Oregon, believe me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Does
George Jones live there by chance?
No, but not too far away, I would imagine.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a small community.
You know who George Jones is, right?
Yes,
the guy
in
the lawnmower incident, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
At any rate, what I was getting to was this quote that I have run across by Paul Popano, you know, which has turned out to be a pretty insidious quote, which is, real tersely, the educational system should be a sieve through which all the children of the country are passed. And he's talking about social psychologists and eugenists because he comes from that background. And that leads me to Executive Order number 13037 signed by Mr. Bill Clinton, December 11, 1998, where he goes on to define the appropriate definition of capital for federal budgeting, including, use of capital for the federal government itself or the economy at large, ownership by the federal government or some other entity, defense and non-defense capital, and physical capital, and intangible or human capital. My question would be, how does one depreciate human capital? And I think it happens to be through the National Education Association et al., and what they've done with, as has been explained, the dumbing down of the American mind, or the cloning of the American mind, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I was going with that, because it just seems to me to, okay, I'm what could be termed a child of the 50s. I was born in 51. And I went through the beginning, so to say, of this process of the creation of the National Education Association and all the other nefarious entities, including the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, Ford, et cetera, et al. Ad nauseum. And I am seeing this as a reality now, not primarily because I can look back and reflect on it, but because of knowledges, as your host right now is communicating to the people, that's where I'm beginning to understand and put the pieces of the puzzle together in a more intelligible manner. At least I'm becoming more cognizant of it.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Don, I got to run,
yeah,
okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the call. Charlotte, I know you've still got, you wanted to get into the topic of Richard Armitage, okay?
Oh, yes.
And so I think we should go there because if I turn on the phone lines, they're going to light up and you're not going to get a chance.
Okay, yes. Well, I'm just very concerned about the article that I read about 2 weeks ago. I think I sent it to you, too. This was in the, WorldNet Daily picked this up.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, it says a powerful think tank. This has to do with total world government. I call it the North American Soviet Union, basically.
Okay.
A powerful think tank chaired by former Senator Sam Nunn and guided by trustees including Richard Armitage, who's been deeply involved in pushing drugs for many, many years in Vietnam, in Afghanistan, you name it, wherever. Zbigniew Brzezinski, many people know who he is, Harold Brown, former defense secretary, and William Cohen, defense secretary. Interesting how the defense secretaries get in there.
Yeah, Shackley was involved in this too, wasn't he?
And Henry, who's that?
Ted Shackley.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. With Armitage.
Okay, we got to take a break, dear.
Yeah, and Henry Kissinger.
Okay.
Didn't want to.
Let's hold that thought. We'll get back in three, okay? Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. See you in 3 minutes.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HR. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, short segment coming up here. My guest, Charlotte Iserby, and we're talking about Richard Armitage and Ted Shackley and Henry Kissinger and a few others. Go ahead. Continue, Charlotte.
Well, I probably will for people who might have missed the first part. This is May 24th. It was posted at WorldNet Daily. And it says, Washington, a powerful think tank chaired by former Senator Sam Nunn and guided by trustees, including Richard Armitage, who we know, his background has been with the CIA enormously, and he with Shackley, Ed Shackley, very covert operations with Shackley. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who most of your listeners may have heard of, and two defense secretaries, Harold Brown and William Cohen, who was our senator from Maine for many years, and I don't have much to say about him, which I would want to say on the radio. And former Soviet agent Henry Kissinger is in the final stages. That task force is in the final stages of preparing a report to the White House and U.S. Congress on the benefits of integrating the U.S., Mexico, and Canada into one political, economic, and security bloc. In other words, on the benefits of getting rid of the United States.
Right.
Right. Let's put it the way it is. I mean, really. All right. And then it goes on. The final report, published in English, Spanish, and French, is scheduled for submission to all three governments by September 30th, according to the Center for Strategic and International Studies, which is a very shady outfit if people want to go on the Internet to the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Just go there. You can see all these former Soviet KGB agents, and the wickedest bad people are all involved with this group that is now appears to me to be almost more important than the Council for Foreign Relations. Now we go on. CSIS, which is that center I just mentioned, boasts of playing a large role in the passage of NAFTA in 94, a treaty that set in motion a political movement many believe resembles the early stages of the European community on its way to becoming the European Union. Many people do believe, I know, huh? Quote, the results of the study will enable policymakers to make sound, strategic, long-range policy decisions about North America with an emphasis on regional integration. Don't forget, regionalism is communism, explains Armand Peschard-Sverdrup, director of the Mexico Project. Specifically, the project will focus on a detailed examination of future scenarios, which are based on current trends and involve six areas of critical importance to the trilateral relationship: labor mobility, energy, the environment, security, competitiveness, and border infrastructure and logistics. And then it goes on to say, the data collected for the report is based on seven secret roundtable sessions involving between 21 and 45 people and conducted by the center. What an operation that center's got going, huh?
Yeah.
The participants are politicians, business people, labor leaders, and academics from all three countries with equal representation. How about us, huh? Well, I guess maybe the politicians, there are politicians, they're meant to represent us, but they don't. All of this is described in the center's report, North American Future 2025 Project. Don't let 2025 put you off, folks, and make you go to sleep. It's going in right now. Next September, we're going to lose America, okay?
September of this year, Charlotte?
Yes.
Okay.
Then it goes on to say, the free flow of people across national borders will undoubtedly continue throughout the world as well as in North America, as will the social, political, and economic challenges that accompany this trend, end quote. In order to remain competitive in the global economy, it is imperative for the 21st century North American labor market to possess the flexibility necessary to meet industrial labor demands on a transitional basis and in a way that responds to market forces. As WorldNet Daily reported last week, the controversial Secure Borders, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Reform Act of 2007, which would grant millions of illegal aliens the right to stay in the U.S. under certain conditions, contains provisions for the acceleration of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, a plan for North American economic and defense integration with remarkable similarities to the Center plan. The bill is worked out by Senate and White House negotiators, cites the SPP agreement signed by Bush and his counterparts in Mexico and Canada, March 2005, an agreement that has been criticized as a blueprint for building a European Union-style merger of the three countries of North America. I want to make a point here. Folks, please start calling it the North American Soviet Union. Please do that. We're going to use brainwashing on them the same as they use it on us. Keep using that word Soviet Union in there, because no less than Gorbachev in London 4 years ago referred to the European Union as the new European Soviet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's going on here with the center and with Bush putting in this three-nation thing? That is a region. It is identical to the European Union. It is modeled on the European Union. So if Gorbachev refers to the European Union as the new European Soviet, why wouldn't what we're putting in here be a Soviet?
Good point.
All right.
And yes, to start using that and to bring that word out, it's critical.
It is critical. We're going to start brainwashing the American people with something good that's going to bring about a good effect.
All right.
We've got to stop this, and we've got to make them understand that the very innocent-sounding North American Union is a Soviet Union.
All right, I've got to stop you there. Going to a break, then we'll have a long segment, Charlotte.
Okay.
Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with us.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Back. Long segment coming up here. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Come a little bit closer and hear what Charlotte Iserby has to say. Charlotte, I'm going to open up the phone lines and see if we've got any guests or callers that call in with questions for you, if you don't mind. Okay. Mm-hmm. The number is 800-313-9443. If you have a question or comment for my guest, Charlotte Iserby, feel free to pick up the phone. Boy, I'm telling you, there's a terrible, terrible storm going on here right now. Terrible.
Really?
Oh, unbelievable rain, just in sheets. Okay, let's go to Bob in Canada. Bob, you're on with Michael and Charlotte. Go ahead.
Hey, Charlotte. I want to thank you for exposing the Zionist alien crimes from the planet Sirius.
Exposing the what?
Zionist alien crimes from the planet Sirius.
From the planet Sirius?
Yes, they've taken over our media institutions and the brains of the humans.
They've taken over the brain. And this is Bob from Canada, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right. So the aliens from Sirius took it over, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And where did the information come from, Bob?
The Internet.
The Internet. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Phone lines are open. There you go, Charlotte. 800-313-9443 if you have a question or a comment, or if you want to talk any more about the Syrians. Or is it Sirius? I'm not sure. Boy, that's a dual meaning. Go ahead, Charlotte. Where were we?
What I want to do mention to your listeners is that for just one more week, we have a very fine special offer on the AmericanDeception.com website. American Deception is a new website, and it has about 70,000 pages of of scanned information, original documents, including the 3,000-page Reese Committee investigation of the tax-exempt foundations, first time it's ever been made available to the public, and some other wonderful things, the Don Bell reports, which will explain clearly what regionalism is. He wrote them between 19, after World War II, he came back. He'd been in a concentration camp, great journalist. He worked for, I believe, Life magazine, and then he was in the concentration camp. He worked for General MacArthur, then he came back and hadn't had his Don Bell report for until the mid-90s, and it's the most extraordinary report. We have most of them up there, the Don Bell report. He goes into regionalism, explains what it is, how it affects our police forces, how it's a police state that we've got right now, how it developed. Don Bell reports. Then the Reese Committee report is very valuable. We've got a marvelous report by Ruth Feld, a great researcher on community education, which is the lifelong system that your children are going to be living under the international system, and how they will have absolutely no freedom. And all of this is documents. These are documents. This isn't what people think. I want everybody to know that they can go there, and they can go there free right now, and peruse the website. But downloading all those documents takes a lot of time. So my son has put the 70,000 pages into PDFs on a DVD disc, and we're making it available for $35. It's usually $50, which is darn cheap anyway, $35 up until June 10th. Then it will go back to to $50.
Mm-hmm.
But this means that you won't have to wait, for instance, to download the 3,000 pages of the Reese Committee report. You will have the PDF right there to slip, just click on your mouse and it's there, or whatever else. Incredible documents. I ask your listeners, just go to AmericanDeception.com, and you will see the offer there, and you can either send me a check to 3D Research, and the address is right there at my address. You can send a check for $35, or you can buy it, you can do it with a credit card, or you can do it through the internet. And this is a wonderful offer, and I just got back from a conference in West Virginia over the weekend, and people just went crazy over the idea that there was such a DVD with the downloads already done. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait. So I want them to know that, and also my book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, is at deliberatedumbingdown.com. That book is now a free download. So you can buy it from me, which is a $40 book, $47 with shipping, or you can just sit there and read it on the internet. I did want people to know this because, there's just so much knowledge. Is the only way we're going to win this battle is through knowledge. And with the internet now, you can go to either one of those websites, but especially American Deception, and you can go, say, into the Reese Committee hearings, and you can quote, you can cut and paste, and you can email most extraordinary, like Edward R. Murrow testimony, this great journalist who was nothing but a communist. You can cut and paste that testimony and send it to your professor, because it's on that website. And so please take advantage of it. You're going to love it, folks. I can assure you. If you don't love it, I would be amazed.
It's a fascinating tool to use, obviously.
Oh, yes.
And I tell you, on the subject of your book, The Dumbing Down of America, now I have to admit, I haven't read the book, but I have talked to people that have, and they all give you just accolades for it. It's a very, very well-written book.
Well, I have to give a lot of credit to the publisher and the editor. I didn't do that all by myself. The research is all mine, and I have to take credit for the wonderful graphics. I did do them. Most people don't know I'm a little bit of an artist. And I did put the wonderful cartoon in that book on consolidation.
Mm-hmm.
And take a look at that. Did you see it right in the front? That's an incredible cartoon that, interestingly enough, was in Phi Delta Kappa, which is the educators very, very far out journal. And I found that cartoon, which I thought, what are they doing here, putting a cartoon like that? You can get it on the Internet, folks, when you go to the free download. Be sure to look at the cartoon in the front about consolidation, which is really regionalism. And it has a little student at the end, you know, going through the whole system, starting out with a piece of straw or grass in his mouth with a one-room schoolhouse, to what we've got now with things over his ears, and it's the one world whatever system that he refers to. It's just an amazing cartoon that Phi Delta Kappa, for some reason, allowed to be published in their journal in 1985. But it tells you where we are now, that cartoon. Anyway, that was my little contribution, putting those things in. And all my research and all the writing is mine, but the editor and the publisher have to get tremendous credit. And I agree, I think the book is magnificent, and we've sold well. But I have, it's three moms. Don't you love it? Three moms did this book.
Three moms did the book. Well, you know, I wanted to ask you, you know, we're talking about, we touched on the police state, and I have had a number of callers. I have had guests that have been up on my show that I want to touch on the subject once again really quick on this homeschooling thing, because it seems like if an individual chooses to homeschool their child as opposed to, you know, allow them to be indoctrinated into this public school system,
right,
that more times than not, they have problems with CPS. They're hassled by, you know, taking their children out of school. Do you know anything about that?
What do you mean by CPS?
Child Protective Services.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Well, it's what we're looking at now in the United States is just the beginning of what's happening in Europe, in Belgium and Germany. And there's no question that the goal, because it's the UN that's after the children, right,
mm-hmm.
And through UNESCO, the goal is to have all children in the public education system. And that is why, just a little aside here, anything to do with charter schools, which are federally funded, they're just, I call them a taxation without representation. They're public schools where you don't have any school board. They're even more lethal than the public school system. And they require that the students take the federal politically correct national assessment, 60% politically correct. They require that. Don't go near a charter school either. Don't go near vouchers either, because the money your curriculum, your hiring, et cetera, will be controlled by the money. And that isn't Charlotte talking. That is in federal legislation. And that the Supreme Court went ahead and approved vouchers always amazed me, because I almost believe that they didn't do their research. If they had, they would have known that it is that anybody who accepts any school that accepts a voucher is going to have to conform its curriculum, its hiring, its testing, everything to federal guidelines. So the only way to go is a private school that doesn't accept a penny, no matter whether it's local, state, or federal, or a private school, or homeschooling, where you don't go near a charter school. You might be interested in virtual curriculum, where like former William Bennett's curriculum, which is on the computer,
mm-hmm.
and that's a charter school. And he admitted, he got federal money, he admitted to homeschoolers in Ohio that if they used his curriculum, the computer curriculum, they will have to administer the federal test to their students. He admitted that. So remember that, folks. And now the other thing, just as another aside here, as far as technology is concerned, I got fired because I leaked the major technology initiative came out of the Reagan Department of Ed, which was going to control curriculum in every single state. And actually, that's the goal, and it is doing that now. Now, also computers. I was very concerned about the role of the computer and free will and all that stuff. Now, the Department of Education itself has admitted, after all the expenditure of money, et cetera, that computers do not work in teaching basic skills. Now, this is typical of how our government works, isn't it? They knew very well in the beginning. I kept saying it doesn't work. A lot of people said it doesn't work. But they had to get the computers in, and they're not going to get rid of them, and they're not going to get rid of the Skinner teaching method, because the head of the Reading First program committed a crime in the funding and getting all the money for programs he wanted. They're not going to get rid of the program. They get rid of him. They fired him last week, the Reading First program guy who was pushing the Skinner method. Hmm? They won't get rid of the method. They won't get rid of the computers, because both of those things are essential for workforce training. Okay? So I've gone off. I did go off a little bit there, but I think it's very important. We were talking about private education, homeschooling. Look, folks, you do not need a computer to teach your child. Throw them out. Look, it's very important to know how to use a typewriter, isn't it? We all learned how to type. But did we have to have kindergarten through 12th grade typing? No. Look, know how to use a computer, but do not use the computer for academic skills. Do not do it. The children should be reading books. You know, that's B-O-O-K-S.
Well, I think that the focus, the mental focus in the difference between reading a book or using a computer is night and day. You know,
well, it's totally different, and there's no way that students can think properly, go through the reasoning process when they're using the computer. The computer activates a lot of really bad things going on in the head. And so much of it is really, and I know it, and we all know it, is stimulus response.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get really angry right at the moment because I'm out in the country and I don't have my, you know, really good fast internet, and it aggravates me. And so occasionally I'm so slow, and occasionally it will be fast, and I get this tremendous surge of adrenaline. Yee! Woo! Hey, we're moving today, huh?
And then they slow you down.
Now, that is not what you want your children to have, these surges of adrenaline and this tremendous excitement when they get, rabbit spelt correctly and a little flag pops up. That you don't want. That's not education. There is no brain operating there. There's no transfer. This is all in the research. The educators know this. Any good educator would say she's right on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't do it, homeschoolers. You stick with the books, stick with the old textbooks. If you want to know what books to use, I'm always happy to talk to you. There's plenty of good stuff out there. Doesn't mean you can't have a computer in the house, and doesn't mean you shouldn't teach them how to use it.
You know, one other thing I wanted to mention, Charlotte, and I wanted to get your take on this, is that, you know, in the public school system, another one of the downsides, and it's like, you know, for example, Phoenix is where I came from.
Yep.
And any school that's built there in the last 20, 25 years, they have fences up around them. Okay, they have big pole fences around them.
Mm-hmm.
And, anytime anything happens within a mile radius of a school system, for whatever the reason, you know, whether it's directly related to the school or not, they seem to want to lock the school down. And when they lock the school down, they don't let the kids out, and they don't let the parents in. Okay.
Well, yeah. You know what all of this is, and it's not just Phoenix, but I think that they've taken advantage again of the minority population. They always experiment with the minorities,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the Mexicans or the Afro-Americans or whatever. It's disgusting. And go on my website. You'll see a big article I did on the experiments with the African-Americans, how they used them to get this horrible Skinner method adopted. They use them. They use Title I from 1965 on, and they're still doing it. But then, because it worked, it was a disaster with them. Then they use it with all of us.
They're conditioning the children.
It's absolutely shocking. Yes, they're conditioning them. You were talking about the schools are being turned into prisons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, folks, think about that for a moment. What does the future look like for your children? Maybe if they condition them enough in the schoolroom to have lockdowns and helicopters coming in and people, you know, police running around in their New World Order outfits, when the real thing happens,
it's not going to
be
a surprise.
Too upset.
Right. Right, exactly. And you know, you take it beyond just elementary school. I mean, I can go off on the, you know, I saw a thing on the, I don't know, I got a clip from the Indianapolis News where they're taking these children out of high, or do I say children, adolescents out of high school, and they're taking them over to military bases.
Yep.
and they're acclimating them into a military frame of mind, teaching them how to shoot a gun, teaching them how to run up and down walls and so forth.
I
and then, of course, the media...
That is just horrible.
And the media glamorizes it and,
yep.
And talks like it's a good thing.
Oh, it's, you know, we are really down. We're going down the tube so fast that it's... you know, before we get off, I would like, if I could, just to give your listeners my seven-pronged fork. You know my seven-pronged fork?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, real quick, let's do that, and then we have to go to a break, and we've got another caller. So go ahead,
okay.
Real quick.
Well, the devil's seven-pronged fork.
All right.
And this is how they took us. The dialectic, you create the problem, people scream, and then you impose whatever solution you have. And that's what's happening, and it's happened over 100 years, right? Gradualism, the frog in the cold water. You know, you heat the water up slowly. We don't know. We're dying. We're losing our country. We don't know it because it's been so gradual. Semantic deception, the use of words that sound good that really are very nasty words as far as the educators are concerned. Like basics to us means academic.
All right, we've got to hold that thought. All right,
yeah,
we've got to take a three-minute break.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we're at asymmetric. We've got four more to go, and we've got Carl from California, so I'm seeing if I can squeeze him in, too. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Charlotte Iserby. Stick with us.
Right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right, we're back. Final segment with my guest, Charlotte Isby. Okay, Charlotte, we got a caller on the line. We got first is the dialectic, second is gradualism, third is asymmetric deception. Go through 4 through 7, then we'll take Carl. Go ahead.
Okay, semantic deception, semantic, that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the use of words to deceive us. Like basic skills we think is reading and writing. It isn't. It's understanding the Constitution is outmoded, right?
Right.
Then the next one is control the media. We know that. Next one is the use of the Federal Reserve, all the money they need. And the next one, schools and universities for the brainwashing. And the other is, as the ad just said, control at the top of both parties, the same agenda. And that is how they've done it. That's called the devil's seven-pronged fork. And it is an article on my website. You can find it at deliberatedumbingdown.com. Okay.
Fascinating. And I've copied that down. Okay, let's go to Carl in California real quick. Carl, you're on with Michael and Charlotte. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
I want to know her opinion on these academic recovery programs that are charter school oriented, especially in California. What they do is the kids that have dropped out, maybe they've been thrown out for behavior or drugs or whatever, they're out of the system. So they go to the charter school and they call them recovery. They give them a book, they read the book, they come in and to this meeting with these teachers, they call teachers, once a week, and if they do the stuff at home constantly, they are sucking huge attendance monies out of the state for this, and they get a high school diploma. Any comments? That's a quick scenario, but do you get the idea?
Yes, I certainly do get the idea, and it's just another excuse to spend money and take it away from, actually, they're taking it away from the private, from the regular public school system. And it is the charter schools are public schools. The only thing with charter schools is you don't have any representation. You don't have a school board. And they don't care about academic recovery. I would imagine, I'm not really terribly informed like you seem to be on that, but I would imagine
our family
that whatever
is involved in it.
What's that?
I know people that work there.
You do? And they're probably thinking it's just a wonderful thing to do.
Well, if you talk to the owners of the people, people that were grew up disadvantaged themselves and want to supposedly help the kids that are doing poorly with the system. It's kind of a esoteric viewpoint, but when you come down to it, is it really that?
No, of course it's not. These poor people, I feel sorry for them. It's the same old thing with the underprivileged people in this country. They use them. They use them to get money from the government. They use them for everything, and they better wake up. The government public school section does not have that goal. I'm not talking about teachers. I'm talking about out of the U.S. Department of Ed, out of the U.N., the goal is not to help our children. It is to use them as guinea pigs for the new world economy.
Even right. You should see the salaries of these the owners of these things. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Horrible. You better get right on the stick there and comment and get it out in the public. Write letters.
We got to run, Carl. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your input, buddy.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, Charlotte, we're coming into the end of a number day. I want to give out your website again. It's deliberatedumbingdown.com and also americandeception.com. For all the listeners, go in there and check it out, folks. Look around. Fascinating lady, very knowledgeable lady, written the book, The Dumbing Down of America. Charlotte, I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today. You've brought a lot to the table.
It's been a real pleasure, and thank you very much, and to your audience as well.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, folks, we're coming up to the end of the Monday, the American Awakening. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stadtmiller on this rainy Monday in Round Rock, Texas. Sure, he's got a good show coming up for you today, so stick with us and stay tuned. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
I paid a price.